Hey there, Concordians. It's your community calendar for the week of November 11th to 17th, and let it be on record that this was unfortunately the week Winter 2020 started. All right, let's get to it. Feeling stressed during this last push up until finals? Do you really wish you can get some help managing your stress but don't know where to start? Then come check out Wellness Wednesdays at Concordia. Located in room 300.22 at the GM building, this Wednesday at 2 p.m., this session will cover what causes stress and how it affects your body, mind, and mood. You'll also learn techniques to manage when stress shows up in your life. Be sure to check it out and make use of our Concordia resources while you can. Once again, that's room 300.22 in the GM building, which is 1550 de Maisonneuve West downtown, this Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Alrighty guys, listen up, because this is important. Concordia elections for this year are up for the next 3 days. If you are registered to vote, please check your email and get on to do so. There are many things that are being voted on this year. For example, if you've ever wanted Concordia to have a fall reading week, now is your chance to vote on that. Voting is taking place from November 12th to 14th, and it is very important that you vote if you're registered, because voter turnout last year was seriously as low as 15% of people who registered. Things might be changing that you care about. If you are someone who loves the People's Potato or the free meals at Loyola, as two examples, vote, because there are many things that are being affected this year by this election. I am not here to tell you what to vote for, I'm just here to tell you to do it. Once again, just check your email, and if you're registered, follow the link's instruction. Finally, as always, I have a concert for you guys. Come see Moon Duo and Ben Shimi this Saturday, November 16th, starting at 9 p.m. at SAT on St. Laurent. The concert is going to be at SAT, which is a really cool venue if you haven't been there before. And pricing is $18 if you buy it online and $20 at the door. I hope to see you all there. Once again, it's Saturday, November 16th, starting at 9 p.m. at SAT on St. Laurent. Well, there you have it, folks. This has been your community calendar for the week of November 11th to November 14th with Danny Gold. Stay warm, Concordia. And now back to your regular scheduled programming.
Use a phone, I'm too afraid to put the light on. I'm so afraid, I've lost control. I'm suffocating without a word. Bridging with sweat, spill on my jaw. What's that funny noise? What's there on the floor? Waves of fear, pulsing with death. I curse at my tremors, I jump at my own step. I cringe at my terror, I hate my own smell. I know where I must be, I must be in hell. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to the Go-Go Radio Magic Show, right here at CJLO 1690 AM. That was Luxury Rides, a track called The Last Nerves, and that came through the mailbox this week. It's an older track from like 15 years ago, I think it was 2005, and it features Roy, a.k.a. Choice, on bass, members of The Dirty, as well as CPC, Gangbangs, PP. So track that down, KVB, KYB Records. I think it's KYB Records. Check out their Bandcamp page, and that track is up there. And that might certainly take you back to a very explosive time in local Montreal music scene, I guess. Like, there's a lot going on, and all these people and swapping bands. And before that, we heard, what did we hear, Paul? Ah, yes. John Cameron Mitchell, who's the creator of Hedgewig, the Angry Inch. He's teamed up with Eyelids, band out of Portland, Oregon. Excuse me. Made up of members of the Decemberists and Guided by Voices, amongst others. And they've teamed up for a three-song EP covering Lou Reed tracks. We heard Waves of Fear. And it's to help John Cameron Mitchell with hospital bills for his mother, who's taken ill. So his friends have gathered round and are trying to help him out here. And it should be noted that Peter Buck has produced the EP. And the Eyelids have also, I think, have a new album in the can. And I'm sure a date has been announced, but I don't have it here. But the album was also produced by Peter Buck. So there you go. Waves of Fear. And then in before that, we heard Trois Nuits de Chien, and that's the latest single from Les Breastfeeders, who celebrated their 20th anniversary last night at Lescaut Griffe. And the B-side, this just came out today, the B-side is called J'étudie mon grec. So track that down. I really love this Trois Nuits de Chien single. I think it just sounds fantastic. Fierce and fantastic. and before that, we heard The Whiffs, a band out of Kansas City, and that's from their second album, which has just been released, Another Whiff, and we heard Shaken All Over. Actually, I don't even know if it's out yet. It might not be out yet. And in before The Whiffs, we heard local band Debate Club with a track from their album Phosphorescent, and we heard Understanding Protocols, which is something you and I understand quite well.
Very much. All right. Well, it's just almost quarter after seven, so we are running out of time. There's only 45 minutes left in the show, so let's jump right back in. This next set is going to kick off with a song from Neil Cassell, who you may remember passed away at the end of the summer. And but at the beginning of the summer, I remember having a conversation with Ian because during the summer, I was doing a more sort of roots Americana country show here at CJLO on Sunday mornings. And I wanted to play Neil Cassell's older 90s records, and they just weren't on streaming media. And so I remember complaining at the beginning of the summer how so much of his music wasn't available. And then, sadly, at the end of the summer, he passed away. And now a lot of that stuff is out there. Unfortunately, you know, these people didn't put it up when Neil was still around and he could benefit from it. But anyways, it's a lot of great music, and we still miss Neil here at the Go-Go Radio Magic Show. So we're going to kick this set off with a track from Ocean View, or sorry, the track Ocean View from his album Anytime Tomorrow that came out back in 2001. And here you go. This is a pretty one. On the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM.
By the way, love, there is nothing there. It's automatic when I talk with old friends. The conversation turns to girls we knew when their hair was soft and long, and the beach was the place to go. The suntan bodies and waves of sunshine, California girls in a beautiful coastline, and warmed up weather. Let's get together and do it. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Attention rockers, psychedelonauts, punk freaks, and guitar geeks. This is a public service announcement from Zachary Slacks to notify you that Slacks Tracks is now at a new time, Mondays at 6 p.m. Allow me to roll the many-sided die of your mind with rock that gets weird and wild. Slacks Tracks, Mondays at 6 p.m. on
CJLO.
Come on!
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites all world music artists in Canada to participate at the 14th edition of Les Silly Dolls. This showcase event is a unique chance to be discovered and to be the recipient of numerous prizes. You have until December 1st to submit your application. Hurry up because places are limited. For more information, visit www.sillydolls.com.
All right. We are back, and that last track we heard there was an older number from the Apples in Stereo, and I believe it was back in 2007, something like that. The song we heard was Open Eyes. We also slipped in Moon Duo, who are going to be back in Montreal tomorrow night at the SAT down in the Old Port, and it's a show that... sadly, I don't think I'll be able to make it to.
Yeah, if anyone wants to give us tickets to that one, I would gladly go.
Yeah, even with the free ticket, I don't think I could make it. I've got too much stuff this weekend. But if you are free and you're looking for an amazing show, go check out Moon Duo. We saw them years ago. I think it was at Sala, and it was fantastic. That track we heard was Stars Are the Light. And we also slipped in another one from the High Dials. And that's because they're playing, not tomorrow, but a week tomorrow at Lescal Griff as part of M for Montreal. And if you want to see a great show at a great venue, go check out the High Dials at Lescal Griff. And there was also a little bit of time for the Beach Boys in there with Do It Again. And that's off of the 2020 album that came out in 1969. And we kicked it all off with Neil Cassell with Ocean View off of his album Anytime Tomorrow. And now we've got about 20 minutes or just over left in the show, and I give it back to you, sir.
All right. I don't know if we have time for all this, but I'm going to give you a running list of five songs, and we'll see what we can get to. We're going to hear Young Gov from Gov 2, a brand new album, and we're going to hear the track Song About Feeling Insane, and that's something we can all relate to. After that, we're going to hear a new project from Kelly Stoltz with a buddy of his. I don't have the information in front of me, but they go by the name Falcon... Falcon Falkland. The album is called Energy Beats. Energy Beats Perfection. We're going to hear the track Bubble in the Wind. Another consistent effort from Kelly Stoltz. Shannon and the Clams with The Boy from their excellent album. What was that, last year, 2 years ago? The Onion. And then following that, time permitting, Will Sprott, Ten Fingers. We're going to hear Sitting on a Log. And closing it out would be the Blank Tapes with Pure Evil.
And we're out of time, so thanks, everybody.
All right, so here, let's get to it. Here's Young Gov with a song about feeling insane.
And remember, tonight at Casa del Popolo, Palmetto Orchids and the Homer are playing. So if you're looking for something to do tonight, that's one that we would recommend.
A little pressure.
A little bit.
Dublin. There's something wrong with you.
Hey, this is the K-Man. Tune into CJLO.com on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. for Beyond That Graveyard 3 and start your weekend the right way, always. You love it, you need it. Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 on CJLO.com.
Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there.
From November 14th to November 24th, one of North America's major documentary film festival will take place.
Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM.
More than 140 documentary films during a 10-day period.
Discussions with passionate filmmakers, innovative and interactive documentary projects.
Free musical performances every night, and more at the Cinémathèque Québécoise. This November will be where all stories meet. And you? Check out our website at ridm.ca.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.